Roughly 70% of Wisconsin voters said they wanted to amend the Constitution to scale back the governor's partial veto power. That means governors will no longer be able to cross out words and create new sentences by stitching together parts of two or more sentences. Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf was one of the lawmakers who helped put the question on the ballot. She says it will help prevent moves like the one Governor Jim Doyle made in the 2005 budget, where he moved $400 million out of the transportation fund to pay for schools against the legislature's wishes.
I don't think we ever foresaw the partial veto being used in the fashion that it has been used recently. And so I believe this will go a long way in addressing the abuses that we've seen in recent years.
Nobody campaigned for or against this change unless you count editorials run in the Wisconsin State Journal and other newspapers. But a longtime critic of the partial veto, who battled it in court on multiple occasions, says this measure didn't go far enough. Madison attorney Fred Wade says Wisconsin governors will still have one of the most powerful veto pens in the nation that will let them cross out individual words to completely change the meaning of sentences.
So there's still a lot of room for abuse, and this amendment will limit the power somewhat, but I think it's a lost opportunity to resolve the contradiction once and for all.
This is the second time Wisconsin voters have decided to scale back the veto power of Wisconsin governors. The first time, in the early 90s, they outlawed what was then known as the Vanna White veto, which was used to cross out individual letters in budget bills to create new words. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.